On this day every year, the church celebrates a most important feast, a solemnity, a feast of the highest order. It is a feast of the apostles, the princes of the apostles, in particular St. Peter, but also St. Paul, who was commanded by Christ to follow in the footsteps. And of course we see on the first reading the liberation of St. Peter from the dungeons. And he at first did not even understand or realize what was going on. And so too, we also experience the wonderful gift of the liberation of St. Peter. And then, of course, from then on, the history goes on until a few years later, about maybe 20, 25 years later, around the year 64 AD, St. Peter was crucified in what is today the sacristy of St. Peter's Basilica, where there is a cross and an obelisk standing there to mark the place. And he was condemned to be crucified, but he asked that he be crucified upside down because he did not deem himself worthy to die in the same fashion as our Lord. And then St. Paul, we have seen his story throughout the Acts of the Apostles and through most of the New Testament. St. Paul, who persecuted the church, he wanted to kill Catholics. And he was on his way to such a mission with the permission and the letters of the Pharisees and the high priests of the Temple of Jerusalem that on the way to Damascus, God knocked him off his horse once and for all. And of course, in these things, we see that in life and in the church's history, there are many occasions that everything seems lost. St. Peter in jail, St. James, the brother of St. John, the cousin of Christ, the first apostle to be martyred. In his case, he was beheaded. And St. Peter, everyone thinking that he would be next, because Herod wanted to gain the favor of the Pharisees and of the priests of the temple. And everyone thought it was all over, it was all finished. And yet, what a difference 1 minute to the other makes. And so too in today's world, in today's history, which is ongoing. It is not finished, not until the Lord comes in glory. 1 minute to the other, everything could change from horrible, from darkness, from evil to light and glory and holiness. And so St. Paul, too, he was charged, but he was a Roman citizen, so he had certain rights that could not be taken away from him. And then he also went to Rome, and both he and St. Peter were in the pit, which is called the Mamertine prison, which is still there. At that time, the only way to get in and out was through a hole in the floor, and they would have to be lowered down by ropes. And their food would be lowered down also by ropes and baskets and so forth, whatever little they got. Even so, they converted many, many of the Romans to the Holy Catholic faith. And then, when it was his time, after the death of St. Peter, St. Paul was condemned to be beheaded because, as a Roman citizen, he could not be crucified. And so he was taken outside the city to where today there is a wonderful monastery of the Cistercian order of St. Bernard of Clairvaux. There he was put on he was knelt and put on a column, which is still there, and his head was chopped off. And the head did not just fall, it fell 1, 2, 3 times. And in each of those places, a fountain, a miraculous fountain of water sprung forth. and they are still there, but Venerable Pius XII covered them up, and they have to be retrieved by the monks because the people of Rome were very superstitious and worldly, were doing their laundry there, and he thought this was sacrilegious. And of course, Rome is wonderful, but the Romans are not so wonderful. I always thought the best thing that could happen to Rome would be a good, strong neutron bomb that would kill the people and leave the monuments. But you know, I'm glad I'm not God. It hasn't happened yet, but the streets of Rome will be filled with blood once again. In the meantime, this monastery, this place, is called Tre Fontane, the Three Fountains. And St. Paul was buried in a nearby place, provided eventually by St. Constantine the Great, and it is the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls of Rome, of ancient Rome, which still to this day is there. And so today, my memory, my heart goes back to those many occasions on which I was able to celebrate, including my second Mass on the tomb of St. Peter, and later on the tomb of St. Paul, and many times since. We call upon them, these holy prelates and fathers of the Church, St. Peter, the first Pope, and St. Paul, the Apostle to the Gentiles, to come to the assistance of God's Holy Church, and to give us strength to do what is right and not to let anything else matter. God must come first, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.